Classical realms, Carolyn and Jay. Converse in mystic, ethereal ballet. Ideas and stories, hopes and dreams they share. With intuition as their guiding, cosmic flair. In morning's embrace, their dialogues unfurl. Metaphysical whispers, a new day's pearl. In these whispered tones, they contemplate the night, where truth and wonder take their graceful flight. For in their words, a resonance may swell, as conversation's magic casts its spell. Welcome to Carolyn and Jay's Metaphysical Conversations. It is morning, and should we say it's great? Maybe we should say great morning. It's a great morning. And we are Carolyn and Jay here with Metaphysical Conversations, and it is Monday, June 3rd, 52 weeks into the year. And we will be giving the contact phone number and chat info just after saying good morning with Jay, to Jay. Good morning, Jay.
Hi, Carolyn. How's it going today?
I'm doing good. How about you?
Doing good. I'm still waking up a little bit, but I'm here and I'm excited to be here. And I know that now that we're on, we're going to have a great time.
And you got your coffee?
I do have my coffee. I do. I have it close by.
Yeah, very nice.
How about you?
I had mine at, 3 a.m., so.
So you're ready to go.
Yeah, I am ready to go. So so let's see, from 7:15 Pacific today, which is in about 15 minutes, we'll be taking calls and from you for an in-depth question for Jay and I, or if you'd like to join the conversation, you can also do that. And you can do that by calling into 857-232-0155. The number again is 857-232-0155. Once you get there, you have to put in the PIN number or whatever that's called. 870-303. And who else would like to, how else can they get us, Jay?
They can also come visit us on the chat room or in the chat room. You can do that by going to 12radio.com. That's the number 12radio.com. Click on the chat button there at the left-hand side of the screen. It does take you to a private Facebook group with the same name. Once you send over your invitation, we'll make sure you get accepted while we're live on the air. Once you do, you'll see our banner at the top, and in the comments section is where the conversation's happening, and we'd love for you to join us over there.
Very nice. So I guess today we're going to be talking about ways to recognize if we are in touch with our spirit guides. And I want to say this before we even get into this, because I was considering the idea of this too. Who in our world do we know that seems so out of touch with their spirit guide? You know, it's like, can you imagine what work their spirit guides must be trying to do, and how they must be wanting to go to a bar and just like knock themselves out because they can't even be heard? Because sometimes there are people in this world that obviously are not listening to a spirit guide within them, you know. Yeah. What do you think, Jay?
I agree and I disagree in a certain kind of way, only because I feel even when we're off, seemingly off track, you know, to the collective, or you know, super unique, or, you know, maybe we have, you know, a super brilliant brain, but we aren't so good with our emotions, or we're great with our emotions, but we don't have, you know, so much knowledge that we tune into. So my point is everybody's got a different combination. And I think most of the time, that somehow balances itself out. And it's like that person, if they are super unique, they're meant to be that way, even if it's a little crass or they might be rough around the edges. I'm not saying bad people are mean people, but at the same time, different people. There are different people, and I feel like there's a reason for that. So that's the part where I don't know that someone is isn't listening to their guides. They just may be on a whole different track, you know, a whole different trajectory that's so different from ours that it looks that way. But I don't know if we can get off track off of our own track.
Oh, I think we can. I mean, just look at some of the mean-spirited people, some mean-spirited people in this world that just don't seem to do anything, you know, rational. Their trajectory is like the cliff from hell, you know.
Well, and I hear you. And my point, though, is sometimes we need the contrast or somebody. I'm not saying that somebody has to play that role. Like, somebody doesn't have to be a terrible person. But sometimes even people that are not, you know, that are terrible, I'm not trying to excuse them at all by saying this. But we wouldn't have this very dualistic, unique world where there's all kinds of different choices that are vastly different from one another if there weren't all different kinds of people to fill the roles, including the bad people, you know, quote. And who's to say that if someone is choosing bad at one point, that they don't flip their life around and totally turn it around because of how they were bad and they learned something from it. So I don't always think it's my point to saying what I'm saying is just because someone is where they are now doesn't mean they're going to be there forever. So that's why I have trouble.
Watched over the years, mm-hmm. particular ones that we've watched over the years. Anyway, I just feel like that there are some people that are just hell bound on never being a better person. And those people are not listening to the spirit guides, which brings us into the mode of, now we'll kind of shut the door on the mean spirited right now. Yeah. and then go into, what are some ways that we can recognize that we have help from our spirit guides? Let's talk about some of the ways that we can recognize it and really feel connected and knowing, you know, because sometimes we go, how am I going to get through this? How am I going to have any help? So a lot of the times, one of the ways that you can do it is through intuitive insights. You have a sudden clear insight or gut feeling that seems to come out of nowhere and guide you in the right direction. So that is one way that you can, you know, that you're in touch with your spirit guide or guides. So just intuitive insights, sudden clear insights, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Definitely.
Yeah.
Or, and the other part of that is, if let's say we're very fixated on only seeing one particular part of something, our guides can come in and help us see the other side. Or the other half, it can be the thing that can help, like you said, that flash of insight or that flash of understanding, can come in and be like that piece of information that you just weren't able to find on your own, or you hadn't found on your own until it kind of hit you.
You can take credit for it though, because it's like your own, because you were in touch. You're in touch with your spirit guide. Your spirit guide is there to help graduate you into the direction you want, right? So, and sometimes too, what you really want is right in front of you, and it didn't come through, but it didn't come through probably because something else is around the corner that your spirit guide is going to say, "Oh no, you're going to want this instead. Just hang in there," right?
Totally. Well, and I feel that exactly. They're like our. Almost as if they sometimes come across as like parental in the sense of helping us stay on track or be that counter narrative voice or the voice of reason.
Right.
And I say parental just because some of those things, you know, how we happen to get from being parented by our parents, if we have great parents. But at the same time, they're not parents. I feel like they're a part of us, but a multidimensional part of us. And it's like we're meeting another part of us, like I'm meeting Josh, you know, somebody down the street. We give it a name so we can get to know it. But I honestly feel like our guides are another part of us, just in a whole other form. And that's how we get to know them. You know, they're different aspects of us, is one of the ways I like to see it. So for those of you that might be scared of your spirit guide or guides. I'm having trouble explaining it today how I see this, but I feel like they're much closer to home than we want to imagine them being. You know, they're not so outside of us. I feel like they can come in that sense of like seeming like they're outside of us, but I feel like they're a part of us on some level.
It really is. It is something though, when you get the intuitive insight with them. You know, the other thing is too, sort of you touched on that a little bit, is synchronicities. You know, you have frequent coincidences or meaningful synchronicities and seem to be too perfect to be mere chance, right? And those will happen when especially when you're, you know, have a goal of some sort, and then all of a sudden something from left field comes in that really sets you straight onto that goal because you've been thinking about it. I mean, how often is that? It seems to happen because it's like you're honed in on needing a particular thing to happen, right? Or wanting to a particular goal to happen. So synchronicities will start to put themselves in place. Your spirit guides, you know, that's a sign that you have a spirit guide or spirit guides in place working on your issue, on your goal, on your situation that you want to fix or adjust.
Absolutely. I feel like those are also, I like to see them depending how they come in, but like they're confirmations, like they're physical confirmations that this non-physical experience that I'm having is really happening. And so I love those synchronicities when they happen, because I do feel like it's a way that in the physical world, we get some proof that we really are connected to something bigger than just ourselves. You know, we are connected to this universe and the part of us that is infinite, the part of us that can tap into the unseen and see what's there. And it can, you know, we can get the proof. We can get the proof. It's not going to always be there. But when it is, it can be such a great way to keep that inspiration going, to keep going in the direction that we've been heading and getting the help from our spirit guides.
Yeah, well, I'm not really sure we need it at all times, because at all times we're not, you know, it could be that you're trying to work out a math problem or trying to get a, you know, bookkeeping done or something like that. And it's like, you don't necessarily need your synchronicities to happen right then, because you're focused on working towards your getting your bookkeeping done, right? So it's not, but I feel like the synchronicities will happen, or your spirit guides will be there when you really need them. And there's other ways to, we'll be talking about them today, but there's other ways of really calling it in to or noticing. Another way is repeated symbols. Some people are really into this kind of thing, and they see, like, for me, it's number 7 or number 4 or number 11. You know, you'll see numbers that somehow, you know, you always feel like they're lucky numbers, or you'll go to a casino and you, anyway. So
that's true. So, numbers are huge for me. I see.
Oh yeah.
They jump out at me and talk to me. That was something that, I first started paying attention to Doreen Virtue had a book way back when. I think it was like 101 messages from the universe, or messages from the angels or something, or messages from the angels from A to Z. I can't remember, but I think it was from 1 to 100. 101. No, I don't know. It was like she had a whole book of like, you know, 333 and 444, but she also had like 256 and 549 and, you know, all these different meanings. And I had never really thought about how numbers could communicate that way. Just my brain didn't even look at it that way. And when I started looking at it that way, I did start getting those kind of signs, and I did feel a communication coming from me or to me through the numbers. And so it can be very incredible when that happens, if you happen to get opened up to in that way, to that realm. Because I feel like the universe too is, you know, very mathematical, and it's like a way that it gives us these winks, that, you know, it sees us, it knows, you know, it's giving us a wink. It's giving us a nod that we are on the right track and that we are catching the signs and the symbols. And it can be really fun and exciting. Yeah.
It's almost like having a tarot card, you know, pulled for you if something like this comes up. You know, you can also use animals. Animals also carry messages, specific messages for you. So maybe all of a sudden you see a story about an owl, or you hear an owl, or, you know, so, you know, and you look into what the animal means to you, and especially if you're it's in regard to you trying to figure out or troubleshoot something or get towards a situation. You know, animals will also carry specific messages for you. And this is also too, you can also bring them up. So maybe you want to take out the tarot cards of I don't know whether there's specific animal cards. Is there an animal tarot deck? I'm sure there is. And then maybe get yourself used to what kind of animals are close to you and draw a card for an animal. But it helps yourself feel connected with your spirit guide so that you can kind of get practiced at this.
And the more you go into this realm, the more you'll see other people's research. For example, Ted Andrews has Animal Speak, and it's a book with all kinds of different animals, birds, insects, and their spiritual meaning, and also their history within the different tribes and different religious systems in the world. And he does this whole deep dive. So if you really are interested in animal spirit guides, it can give you like a whole other kind of aspect of information that could also, as you're reading it, speak to you through your intuition. And what I mean by that is like where the words jump off the page, or like a different sentence like speaks to you within the page that gives you more insight, that gives you more information.
Okay, yeah, good idea. Yeah, another thing is too, I've always said that when you're a vivid dreamer, you have a good sense of your intuition is really open. So vivid dreams, lucid dreams, can really feel significant and offer guidance or answers for you too. And that's another way of really knowing that kind of your spirit guides are even there in your nighttime, for your nighttime as well. But having vivid dreams can be significant. And you really want to maybe sometimes, you know, keep a dream journal in regard to that too, because you can, especially if you're a lucid dreamer, you know, you can just whip it up, make it happen, right?
Seriously. No, I mean, it's a very powerful. If you remember your dreams and spend time learning how to decode them, it can give you a whole wealth of information that your subconscious is trying to tell you, and your intuition and your guides are trying to tell you. Really quick, I want to just say hi to everyone joining us in the chat. Renee says, good morning, Carolyn and Jay with hearts.
Good morning, Renee.
It's great to see you. Pamela is also joining us. She says, happy Monday, Carolyn and Jay.
Good morning.
Happy Monday right back at you. We're excited you're here, Pamela. And Chris is here. She says, and yet some of the biggest jerks are the best manifestors. Life is weird that way. Oh, yes, it can. Sure can be.
What are they manifesting? Crap. They're manifesting crap or a stir of a mess.
we want to think that, but what I was trying to get at was what Chris is saying a little bit more succinctly than me, and that is, it's not always about someone's attitude or like how much integrity they have, and we want to believe that that matters, because I do think it does, but at the same time, think of how many businessmen are multimillionaires or billionaires. You know, they're manifesting something. It doesn't mean they're happy. It doesn't mean they're satisfied. It doesn't mean they're nice people or good people, but they're still manifesting. So that's the part where it's tricky, because, yeah, it does suck that some, you know, like, look at, you know, I hate to say it because I'm not trying to get political, but Carolyn and I were talking a little bit about Mr. T and like just how infuriating he can be. And that's an understatement with my vocabulary of trying to describe him, because I don't want to spend too much time on the situation. But at the same time, he's, you know, can be and is a giant, you know, asshole, yet he's also manifesting. So, I mean, and that's the tricky part where they're tied together, but at the same time, like that part of us that is wanting things to be fair. You know, unfortunately, I don't always feel life is fair in like the exact moment if we try to weigh it out. But I do think that there's fairness and things sort themselves out over time. That's my own personal opinion.
Yeah. 52, people are, our testers, you know, they test your patients, you know, and they test on how you can stand up for yourself. I think so many people too, well, we're getting off subject, but I think so many people have a lack of ability to express emotion. And oftentimes when they look at a person that is so commanding, they can express their anger over not being able to be emotionally balanced themselves. Anyway, feelings of presence can also happen. Sensing a comforting presence around you is another way of really getting in touch with it. Sensing a comforting presence, especially during meditation or quiet moments, can really be happening too. And sometimes you can just stop and just say, okay, do I sense a presence? I mean, you can invite that in, and I'll bet you darn it, you feel something when that happens. What do you think?
Agreed. So let's talk about that part. So how has it been? One thing I've noticed about the different guides that have shown up and made themselves apparent to me is, just to your point, they make me feel a certain way. I can either feel how they come in, like a particular kind of energy that it shifts me. Like there's sometimes like a particular sensitivity, like a smell, or like there's some kind of way that they're making themselves known in a unique way. And one time I had, and this is a crazy experience, I think I might have shared this one time, but I had two see-through entities. I don't know what else. They were like the shape of human people, but they were literally I could see their edge.
Okay, like, so waken state, right, with your eyes open.
Wait, say that again?
In your waken state with your eyes
open. Yes, I was wide awake. It was in my living room at the time at the house I was living in, and I was standing. We were like basically face to face. I didn't feel afraid, but I was like, you know, why are you here? I didn't hear any communication. It was more like I felt like a exchange of energy of some kind. And that was the one of the only times where I felt that it was, you know, way more physical than it normally is. Normally it's way happening in the unseen. It's
so physical can happen though, but you can also, instead of seeing something like that, you could also get chills or tingles or warmth and thinking about thinking about it, right? So, but you actually saw, and then you can also have, you know, your communication, be thinking about communicating with your guides just through when you have the tingle or the warmth or the visual. I mean, that probably really set you straight when you saw that. What were you, I mean, did it work for you?
It for sure caught my attention. I'll give a little bit more to the story. Before they showed up, I heard a dog outside incessantly barking outside at the front. And I was like, you know, Watson was inside. I knew it wasn't him. And I was like, what the heck? And so I was like, it just wouldn't shut up. So I finally went outside, and it was this little tan dog, a little bit smaller than Watson. And he was barking, and he took off. And I was like, well, where the heck did you go? And, you know, I was like, okay, I wanted to try to help the dog, but then he took off. And I looked up, and I saw this cloud that looked, it was like this huge cloud, and it was moving over, but it had this like hum to it. Like almost as if I knew what a spaceship sounded like, it sounded kind of like that, only it was like a cloud, and it was moving, like it was like literally going across over the house. And I was like, well, what the heck? Because I'd never experienced anything like this. And I was like, okay, well, clearly something was getting my attention, you know, to get the dog, or something got the dog to get my attention, better said. And so I went out there, and I was like, okay, well, I don't know what else you want me to know, so I'm going to go inside. And then when I went inside, that's when I had the experience when the two entities came in, and we had our exchange, and then they left, and I went to bed. And again, it wasn't like a conversation like you and I are having right now, but I still felt like an exchange. There was still an exchange of some kind that happened. And so that was probably my most wild experience. But I've also had, much like what Carolyn's talking about, like the God bumps or the tingles, and I get hot sometimes. I'll get super hot, like sweaty hot, when I'm talking to certain angels or channeling certain ascended masters. Each one has their own kind of like energy signature, just like we have our own personality. I feel like it somehow shines through in them too.
The sudden changes in temperature, the room will become warmer or cooler when you feel your guide near you.
I usually feel hot, although I have to say, to your point, if I'm like at a, I've noticed this at cemeteries where I'll walk in and I can feel pressure changes in different areas, or all of a sudden things will get very cold. So that's definitely another kind of like interaction with like spiritual forces, I feel.
Awesome. Wow. Yeah. Well, I don't know how awesome.
I know. I mean, you feel it. I don't know what to, I don't always know what to make of it either. I try to stay the observer so I can just see what, you know, the bigger picture, the bigger message is, if there is one.
Yeah. And then messages and music also happen. So you'll hear a song or a lyric sometimes, or sometimes you'll turn on the radio and it's just the right song to convey a message, to answer a question. Or, you know, like I think I've talked about this before, but when my mom had died, a year after my mom had died, I was in the room where she had died and where also my father had died. And at 2 a.m., I heard an ambulance come leave the neighborhood with the siren. And there was no wind, no nothing. It was just like, it was no breeze. It was like in August. And then all of a sudden, this musical angel that was in the window played 11 notes without slowing down. If you wish upon a star that your dreams come true. And it did not slow down, did not speed up, just did it at the right rhythm, 11 notes. 11, we were talking about 11 is one of my numbers. And so in the morning, I wound it up. I didn't even know it was there. And it did not start at the beginning. And it was, and it was at a different rhythm. But that thing went off with 11 notes and exactly the whole verse. So messages and music can happen.
Absolutely. I mean, seriously, I agree so wholeheartedly. Honestly, I feel like they'll come through more often than not through TV, radio, billboards, something a friend says, that it may not even be, it's not necessarily what they say, but it's how your intuition will, in a certain kind of way, like, you know, those little bells that you can, you know, hit the bell and it's like ding, 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 or dun, 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 dun. You know, it makes a different tone. I feel like somehow spirit has a way to hit a word and it can like get our attention and say like, this sentence stands out, or like this phrase stands out. And so it's being able to like sense that difference and then not have to make up a story about what it means, but like allow your intuition to like glean onto you what it means, like where it hits you or it drops in. And it's a process to get used to and not second guess, but I feel like when you can get comfortable in that space, or the more comfortable you get in that space, the more that communication can happen.
Okay. Yeah, I agree with that. You know, you can also use talked a little bit already about clairaudience, but claircognizance, you know, the unexplained knowledge. It just comes, just knowing things without understanding you know them. So that'll just come upon you. Maybe you're working on something and all of a sudden you're trying to explain it to somebody else, but you really didn't know the whole, all the ends of it. And all of a sudden you're spouting something that really makes sense. So claircognizance can also be happening, where you really are supported, you really feel supported, and you had no idea how to do it, and you're having to explain it to somebody else, and boom, it's just all you always have. I mean, has that ever happened to you?
I get a lot of information that way, and I'll be honest with you, it's one of the most difficult, because you just know, and it doesn't make sense why you know.
I get it too. We use this in readings all the time, because how can we know? Right. How can we know? Anyone know, you know, how to be a judge or how to be in a situation without having been there, and all of a sudden you just know, because you can see the characters, you can see the answers, and all of a sudden you start talking because you've turned it over, and all of a sudden it's there, and your guides are helping, are connecting with the situation. So it's used often, I feel like, probably with all of us, that want to listen, and probably with a lot of you guys who are listening, it just happens. So so you know that would be claircognizance that you're doing with that unexplained knowledge. You know, you're connected with your God.
Mm-hmm. No, totally. I couldn't agree more. And I think it, because it comes in that way, it's hard to trust it at first. But then the more you understand how that part of you works and trust it and actualize that information, it can be really incredible. Like, because it is, it's just you ask yourself a question and all of a sudden, boom, you'll get the answer. And or you'll get, you know, whatever intuitive messages are going to come through based on what you're asking. And it is incredible, because I do feel like we use that at 1-2 in order to be able to do what we do. And to do it as well as we do. Yeah. Yeah.
Often you don't often think about it, do you? It's just there. You don't often think about it, but probably with everybody else, you know, not only on 1-2, but in everyday life, most people have a connection to their spirit guide and have, you know, have the ability to do this. So notice it when it happens, and maybe look it up to check yourself out too. If you start, you know, if you're really wanting to have it happen more often, because it's really like riding a bike too. The more you practice it, like Jay was saying earlier, the more connected you can feel like you are with this, with your guides. You know, another thing is too, flashes of light, seeing flashes of light or orbs, right? That's another way of really knowing that your guides are there or getting in touch. I used to see a green kind of enveloping, it would be like growing and with your eyes open, beautiful green light ever since I was a kid. Mm. And I could still get that green light to happen. When I asked to see it, because my mom had this thing where I had this really weird looking spot on my right hand, and she's where a birthmark, and she used to say that's where the angel kissed you. So probably I gave the name of the green light to my angels when I was very, very young, and you know, my birthmark is now faded, but the light, and the light can come around when I ask for it. I guess I get information in different ways now, but mm-hmm. when that's always been a secure spot for me with that green light. And I never associated it with heart until after I learned about chakras in the center of, you know, it's the heart center color, you know, it's the fourth chakra. And so probably at that time I needed a spirit guide with a lot of heart energy, love energy, right? So you can bring it in, but flashes of light or for me it was just like beautiful, you know, like undulating green light. Mm-hmm.
That's incredible. Makes sense to green healing energy.
Yeah. So, you know, and maybe I need a different, I don't know whether I needed different types of guides, and I'm sure that we switch them out, you know, they probably have to work for a lot of people. you know, you think, you know, maybe you just need different types of guides at different times, no matter, you know, and to help you with the direction that you're in, you know, at the time.
Agreed. I agree. I do feel like there are different guides that come, because even just in the sense of how different some of my experiences are, I feel like it's been these different kind of stops. Like, I feel like I've had a stop in the angelic realm. I've had a stop in with the Ascended Masters, and I've had time really looking at my ancestors and connecting there, connecting just straight to what I would say is this thing called God. And that each sort of realm comes with its different kind of ways you feel or sense that area or that realm. And for me, it's been a journey, and this is what I was trying to get at earlier, where these different parts of me are introduced to me as not me, as like as the angels or as, you know, the Ascended Masters, like something else, somebody else. But what I feel is really happening in a certain kind of way, and this is where it's like doesn't make necessarily mental sense, but that those are aspects of me in the non-physical realm that I'm getting to know through getting to know them as Archangel Michael, for example, or Archangel Raphael. But really, it's me getting to know the aspect of me that is carrying that energy, and me getting to like know what it likes or what it's like to interact with that energy, to use that energy, to bring it and have it be a part of me. So I feel like it's in a certain kind of way training, and also helping it open us up, so we can be more knowledgeable and more wise.
Yeah, because often when something like that happens to you, you stop to think, oh, that was helpful, you know, and thanks for that happening, because you really, you know, you're snapped into place with a feeling of support. So, you know, also peripheral vision, you know, you get some little snatches of, you know, something happened in your peripheral. So, you know, you've got the lights or flashes, they'll appear. And so that could be a spirit guide. They're subtly trying to get your attention without startling you.
Right? Totally. Agreed. I don't think any of these guides that are from the light, from love, aren't coming to scare you or freak you out. That may happen, but that isn't their intention. The intention is the information, the knowledge, the wisdom, the love, the support. We can freak out, though. And so to Carolyn's point, the energies, the entities, our guides, they're wanting to get our attention in a way that's going to be helpful, useful, not just for the shock value, or not just so that way we have a great story to tell. It's more for what's going to be best for that particular moment that you're in, and whatever the need might be, it's going to be what's best for that.
Yeah. You know, we're talking here about really being in touch with our spirit guides. And so if you've just tuned in, that's what our topic is for today. You know, another thing is, too, one of the things that can happen is, say you're working on something and you really need to figure out how to get it done, or it's, you know, you really need to master it. So maybe all of a sudden you realize that you have enhanced creativity. That's happened to me. You know, all of a sudden it feels like, you know, it's like, wow, how am I doing this? And why am I doing this so fast? So, well, there you are. That's another, I feel like it's another way of, you know, thanking your spirit guide for getting you through it, because you needed help with it. So enhanced creativity is another way of looking at it.
Mm. It's true.
Of looking for having help. So
go ahead. I was going to say, we have a couple more comments. I wanted to get a read and let everybody know we're seeing you. Pamela says, I'm trying to be good. My spirit guides are exhausted. that's actually very funny. I think in real life, though, we can't really exhaust our spirit guides. But well, I think that we can exhaust ourselves.
What's
trying
that?
To understand what's happening or trying to interpret.
Okay. I just kind of often see that, you know, if a spirit guide is sent to work on a particular person, you know, and they're just so dense.
Well,
and you know, but I guess a spirit guide's not there to get frustrated or angry at us, but I can feel like,
no.
it's like a good New Yorker cartoon almost, you know, it's like, ugh.
Well, I do feel like we can have this idea that just from a human perspective, you know, that just like in like a human situation at work, people are going to get, you know, impatient, or they're going to get short, or, you know, everyone's busy. You know, I think then apply that to the spirit realm and our guides, like they're going to be the same. And not that they don't have their own personalities that come through, because I think they do, but I don't feel that the way that we interpret that whole time thing, or like what's involved on an energetic level, the way we look at all that from a human perspective, our guides are coming in from a whole different kind of way of looking at things. I get the chuckle in what you're saying, Pamela, but I want to just say, I don't feel like they're exhausted. I feel like they're ready to help, and they're ready to continue to help in whatever way they can, as much as they need to.
And Pam, I think that sometimes they can be exhausted. So there we differ.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like they can exhaust us is more really like what it is, because usually they're trying to get us to think differently or see something differently. And sometimes we're like, I don't want to.
Sorry to give you so much trouble there, you know, rather than, you know, rather than really going with it to really get in touch with your guides, so you can be on the right track and be on an open track. And it's like, I don't know. I guess it's like when you completely do something against yourself to not move forward. And that can be in the sense of, you know, taking yourself out through some sort of drug or something, you know, where you completely go brain dead. You know, that's going to be frustrating for a spirit guide. Come right. on. It's like, forget it. I can't even work with you. Anyway, true. Again, I guess we're not going to agree completely on that, Jay. But so, you know, another way that you know that you're really in connected to is, even though maybe somebody's not around you right now, or you're feeling you were all alone, but you don't have any friends around right now, but you're really feeling supported. You're feeling supported, and you have a strong sense of being supported and protected or loved, even in difficult times. That's another connection that you can say, hey, perhaps that's my spirit guides working for me to help me feel, you know, that everything's on track and everything is the way it should be, and I'm doing just great.
That's true. No, and this is such a great conversation, because it's reminding me of the journey with this and how different it's been at different times in my life. Have you noticed that, like, kind of evolution with yourself, Carolyn, in the sense of what it's like to communicate and talk to your spirit guides now, for example, versus what it was like 10 years ago for you? And then what it might have been like 15 years ago, like at these different phases of your life, like how different it can feel or seem if you look at it over time. But at the same time, in a certain kind of way, it's like building on itself. Like,
yeah, I think as we get older, we all of a sudden say, oh, well, I really should have spent more time working towards that or doing that, you know, and then suddenly you're a certain age, or, you know, the years have got behind us, you know, and then all of a sudden you say, okay, nothing's going to stop me now because I can't have any more excuses, and I really have to listen to him to get this done. So yeah, Jay, I agree. It's just, the way we looked at it maybe 15 years ago or, you know, is, we had more time on our side, right? And so we were more footloose and fancy free. And as we get older, we see that we better stay to task and still have our fun, but stay to task and follow our guidance, our inner guidance, to really enhance our lives.
What's awesome about it is, if you're patient and go through the process, it can really take you on a journey and it can really take you somewhere. But part of it is surrender. Part of it is like being able to be open to this kind of communication, and to do your best not to be afraid of it. Because I think that the more we're afraid of it, the more there might be like a part of it that we take on that is not necessarily the message of what our guides are really trying to say, but more like something that we're trying to put onto it because of our own experience. And so part of this whole journey is our spirit guides opening us up to this information, to this other area, but then also part of it is the time it takes for us to integrate that new information before we get hit with more. And so I feel like our guides have a way of imparting that information in a way that is an organic unfolding. May not be as quickly as your human mind wants it to be, but I feel like our guides somehow are totally tapped into our infiniteness, and they have a particular way to bring it to us in a way that is helpful and uplifting versus making us crazy or having to send us to a, forgive the reference, but a loony bin, because it's just, you know, too much for us. You know, if it all hit us at once, if all of our guides came at once, I think it would send us to the loony bin because it would just be too much. And so that's why it's over time and it's at our own pace and everybody's not the same. And that's why everybody doesn't have the same experience. It's because we're all different and we're all working at different paces and we all have different guides. Some of them are the same and some of them are different. And, that's the other thing. My long-winded way to say this other point is your friends, your family, they're going to have their experience and it's going to be unique. And then so are you. And there are going to be things that match up that you're going to be like, oh my God, I've had that happen too. Or, oh, I've had, you know, something similar. Or you're going to be like, wow, I've had something totally different happen to me. And it's all good in the sense of, that's the way it's supposed to be. So leave room for you to have your own experience with connecting to your guides and the way that you sense them, because that's a big part of how they can communicate with you and actually, you know, where the message really reaches you.
You know, when you're really in tune also and you're trying to really make a decision, clarity in decisions is really another way that you know you're in tune. You're finding it easier to make decisions and feel confident that you're on the right path. So that's another way of really knowing that your spirit guides are around you, because it's like you just know, okay, there's no way I'm going to ever do that again, or this is the way I'm going to go. I'm done thinking about this. And it's like your inner thoughts. How many of us, I mean, every day, I bet every one of us, you know, in every one of us who are listening, every one of us is, we have a little conversation, an inner voice conversation, you know. And you can somehow, you know, and it's like you don't discuss it with other people, but you just kind of have an all-knowing that that voice is telling you to go in a particular direction, and you do it because you know that it's right. And it's like you don't discuss it. You don't take time to analyze it. You're just like, oh, okay, that is the right way to go. So so it's like we don't get scared of our own voice. We follow it and we do it. And I feel like most of us march along. We really, if it's not our inner voice, it's just an all-knowing, something that we know, our cognizance. It's just it's there. It's just the all-knowing, and you just move in that direction. So,
absolutely,
wow. Yeah.
Tara is joining us. She says good morning. Hi, Tara. Thank you for joining us today. And Cindy, hi, Cindy. She says good morning, Carolyn and Jay. Have an awesome Monday. Well, we appreciate that. We hope you have an awesome Monday, and we hope everybody has an awesome week. Like, I can't believe it's June 3rd. Can you believe it's already June?
It is June. It's amazing, isn't it? And it just keeps on going by, which is another reason too that you really want to stay in touch with your spirit guides, because it's like it's going so fast. You have to take advantage to make your life as best that you. Best it can be, and you want to stay on target, right? So you want to constantly engage with your directions and with how you want your goals to be set up, and how you want your life to be, how you want your love to be set. You know, you keep engaging with your inner guides and allow them to really send you on the path that you really want to be, right?
Absolutely. Like they're meant to change us. And I do feel like they're meant to also bring in information or understanding that's totally different than what you've already been working with. Like, and that can be challenging, because it can bring in like another side of a story, or it can bring in like information that may not necessarily disprove what you thought, but it's going to bring in more information that is going to open up your perspective or open up what you thought you knew. And so that's the part that can be tricky when our brain is like, no, I want to stay in this space. I want to only see it this way. Our guides are not operating like that. They're going to keep showing you what is the other side, or, you know, what is being meant to be offered. And so if our brain and our attitude is going to block all that out, that's the part that I feel like we have to be willing to look at. If we have a lot of resistance, if we aren't hearing, if we aren't having an experience, part of what we have to look at is, you know, is it us? And I don't mean, is it us like, oh, I'm a bad person or I there's something wrong with me, but more from the standpoint, am I putting walls up? Am I putting up, you know, am I getting fixed in my way of seeing it? Am I not allowing myself to be open? So that's the part where if you are having a challenge or a struggle hearing your guides or being able to sense them, that's something to look at. You know, are you being too rigid? Are you being too strict with what you think you know, or how you think you understand everything? And is that strictness, is that rigidity blocking out the new? Lori Love is joining us. She comes on in a couple shows after Christina LaFrance. It's great to see you, Lori. And Pamela says, I need to throw my spirit guides a party. They have been working overtime on my behalf. You got a great team, Pamela. You got a great team.
Yeah. You know, give yourself credit for having come a long way. I mean, all of us, you can remember 10 years that got behind you. No one told you when to run. You missed the starting gun. I mean, think about how what you were doing then when that song came out. You know, and give yourself credit for having you know, like graduated through so many scenes and you know, improved yourself. So, you know, the starting gun has happened. So you gotta move on it. And we gotta move on our day today, Jay, because Mark Husson is up next.
I know, I can't believe it. I'm like, talk about June. I feel like even our time here together just went by like a flash.
Did. So where can we find you, Jay, during this week?
You can find me over on our sister site, both Carolyn and I, on 12listen.com. We're both there daily. I'm there usually in the afternoons and evenings. I know Carolyn is there usually in the mornings all the way through the day. So that's where you can find me for one-on-one support and sessions. And then I'm also on the radio for a couple different shows. I have my own show Wednesday called The Psychic Playground. I also joined my partner, Alan, for a relationship show called Ethereal Styles and Soulful Smiles Wednesday night. And then I joined with Raven for an interview style show on Thursdays called Backstage Pass. And so I am very excited that I get to be on a few different shows with different folks, including my time with you, Carolyn. I have a great time waking up with you on Monday, and it's a lot of fun that we have over here on the airwaves. I hope that you tune in with us every day. And where can everybody find you, or what time can everybody find you, Carolyn?
From time 6 until 4:30 Pacific time every day. And if you can't, if I'm not online or if Jay's not online at the time you want to get us, you can also leave a scheduled call. But yeah, I'd love to talk to you. I'd love to work with you with a reading. So let me know. And it's 12listen.com. And up next is Mark Husson. And right after that is Christina LaFrance and Lori Love. And then Jamie Dawn. So we got a little lineup, and so just stay tuned and have some fun and get a pearl for the.
And I want to mention we have a new show coming on Mondays that's starting today. The host, her name is Serena, and I do not have her show. Let me see if I can find it while we're on the air here, so I can say the name of her show, since it's a brand new one happening after Jamie Dawn. Monday mornings is really filling up. It is Life Journeys with Serena. Life Journeys with Serena at noon. That's going to be after Jamie Dawn. So check that out.
Nice.
Thank you, Carolyn, for an amazing show. I had a great time with you this morning.
And
it's time to sign off. I can't believe it. Thank you for joining us. And do you want to send us out of here?
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
In the mornings, gentle light, we bid you all good night. Ideas, stories, hopes, and dreams took flight with Carolyn and Jay, conversations so bright in this cosmic realm where our stories ignite. Mornings embrace a new day's pearl. Their dialogues continue in this cosmic swirl. Thank you for joining with hearts full and swell in the mythical realm where our stories dwell.